The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We were talking about masculinity as one of our topics last night in our lengthy discussion about International Men's Day, which it was yesterday. Indeed, if you want to catch up with the discussion that we had with Roe McDermott, Larissa Nolan and Carl Dieter and Brent Pope for a while as well, you can do so if you go to our podcasts on the Today FM page, the Last Word section of that. But tonight we're joined by Darren Kennedy, businessman, very well known as well as a newspaper and television contributor in relation to issues on men's style. And Darren, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The modern Irish man, does the modern Irish man actually, has he enough confidence and self-regard to be concerned about issues of style and grooming?
I absolutely think he does. And you know what? I was just actually thinking there as you were reading your intro that probably one of the most prominent men in the world right now for his style, for his sporting ability and other things which you may or may not like is Conor McGregor. He's an Irishman. You know, so we've gone from kind of never featuring in those ranks to now having probably, you know, someone like Conor McGregor, who style, whether you like it or not, is irrelevant. He's become known for it. And I think that's the thing. You know, an Irishman.
And do you regard him as stylish? Yes, he wears very expensively well-cut suits. But does that necessarily mean he's stylish?
I describe him as a peacock. And, you know, he peacocks when he dresses. And he likes to make a statement. He likes to be very bold in his choices. Sometimes they work in his favour, other times maybe not. But I appreciate someone who's willing to step outside the box.
Yeah, but he's a very extrovert type character. Are the majority of Irish males comfortable in expressing themselves through clothing? And then we're going to talk a bit about grooming as well. I mean, maybe there's men of a certain age who are listening to this who sort of go, not for me. But a younger generation, are they all into that?
Do you know, I think it's not just the younger generation. I think if you look at Ireland and maybe 20 years ago, Irish men, and I was one of them when I was growing up, if you were into your appearance or into how you looked, you know, it was kind of like, oh, he's got notions. You know, there was a bit of, it was dismissive. People didn't really, you know, it wasn't seen as necessarily a positive thing. I think we've come a 360 in that, in terms of the younger generations coming up behind me and even on par with me and like teenagers. They're all about like their appearance and looking well and taking care of themselves.
And they don't believe it to be any dilution of their masculinity. That perhaps would have been an issue for perhaps older generations of Irish men.
Yeah, I think so. Especially when it came to maybe taking care of yourself and, you know, men would never have said of previous generations, you know, I don't moisturise, you know. However, admitting to it and then doing it on the sly is a completely different thing, as we all know. And I think that's the thing. I mean, many a wife and a housewife across the country can testify to the fact that somehow their favourite lotions and potions have diminished faster than they've been using them. Who's to blame? Well, often or not,
it might be teenage daughters.
Well, you know, it could be a mix of things. But, you know, do you moisturise?
Yes.
You do? Have
but
you
not,
always?
Not as regularly as I should. And, of course, you sort of pose me a challenge. But because of the fact that I wear makeup every evening on television when I'm doing my nightly show on Virgin Media One, yeah, you have to get rid of it afterwards. And then it does damage the skin if you don't actually. And then it gets sore and dry and pasty if you don't.
And that's the thing, right? So you know exactly. You're applying makeup, so you know when you take it off, you're stripping your skin. What we don't realise...
Now, of course, there are loads of listeners who are now probably questioning my masculinity for wearing makeup in the first place and then going to deal with the after effects.
It's purely functional. I get it. You know what? But you kind of... We forget then when you're kind of going around in everyday life. We live in cities or we live in a busy world. Let's face it. There are pollutants in the air, and like over time they're building up on your skin, and it does absolutely no harm to make sure that you're giving your skin a good thorough seeing to, and also protecting it for some of those polluters. And that's it. And you know, if you want to read more into it in terms of masculinity, that's completely up to the individual. I mean, I think it's just taking care of yourself. But to come back to the original point there, I think yes, Irish men are, they take pride in themselves. And they, you know, and they'll stand up and, you know, they say, yes, I, you know, do have pride in my appearance and I am happy to take care of it. And, you know, if that means wearing a suit that's a bit nicer cut and flattering to applying a bit of hair product to a little bit of eye gel in the morning. Let's face it, you know, we're all busy. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, busy lives, whether you've kids, you're working, you're commuting, you're doing all these things, you have late nights for whatever reason. getting up, if it takes 30 seconds to put a little bit of a cooling eye gel on and you feel better for it, well, I say, go for your life.
Okay, you have gone into business. You've set up Kennedy & Company. So tell us about this.
Kennedy & Co, yeah. So it kind of, the seed of it began 2 years ago now. I mean, in my mind, it began a lot longer than that because I had ambitions to set up a grooming company, grooming range, kind of maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So over the past number of years, I've been working internationally with most of and a lot of the biggest cosmetic brands in the world. I was an ambassador for La Mer. I've worked very closely with Kiehl's and various other brands, all excellent and do, you know, excellent at what they do.
And expensive stuff too.
Some of them are very expensive. Some of them are very, very expensive. And, you know, that was the thing that always kind of jarred at me a little bit. I'm a Dublin lad. I'm from Santry. I went to St. Aidan's on Collins Avenue and I value, you know, I where I spend my money, I expect value. So not only do I expect value, but I expect to get something that delivers on what it says it does. So that's really the core.
And a lot of those very expensive products, the money is actually going to cover their marketing costs rather than necessarily the content.
Some people would say that. I don't know. I've never seen the balance sheet, Matt, so I can't tell you. But perhaps, who knows is the question. But for me, it was all about building a product and a brand that ticks all those boxes. I feel that we should all get, you know, we should be able to get a little bit of luxury or a little bit of premium, but it shouldn't, you know, have to spend your mortgage on it.
Okay, so tell us the products that you have, because I understand, I mean, and without going down to pure plug route, but this is actually interesting for any of the men who might be listening to think, what sort of things should they have that, again, doesn't impact on their masculinity? Give me five products that you believe each man should have.
Well, do you know what? I want to come back to masculinity now. I kind of think it's like masculinity in 2018 is whatever you want it to be. And I think that's the key. It's not about defining it in strict, rigid forms. It's whatever you want it to be. So the five products, and that's it. I've created the ABC of grooming. Doesn't take up a huge amount of time. We've got a matte hair clay, which is has got a trademarked ingredient in there called Biasapil, which is proven to stimulate hair growth and prevent hair loss.
I get away,
Matt,
with that.
You present a man to me, masculine or not, who doesn't want stronger and thicker hair, and I'll show you God.
Okay, what else?
Then we've got a moisturizer with SPF 20. Vital that you wear an SPF all year round. We've got a peat face scrub. Again, this is drawing on the fact that all the Kennedy & Co range is Irish made. We've got a hydrating and cooling eye gel, which is so nice, like literally is a jolt of caffeine for your eyeballs in the morning. We've also got a beard oil. Have I ticked off the five there?
I think you have.
Yeah, hydrating beard oil, which let me just tell you, I've got a lot of feedback from women already. So I think already we're changing the course of men stealing a woman's product. Women are now stealing men's.
And how much would all that cost?
They're all priced under €15. So between 10 and 15 euro.
And how long
would
you get out of that? Is a man going to spend €75 a month on his face?
Depends how much you use them.
And hair. And keeping your hair
no,
going.
It wouldn't. I wouldn't spend €75 on every month. You know, you kind of dip in and out. Some products I may use more one month, less the next month. It really just depends.
Okay, look, I know you're selling this all through Dunn Stores. Good luck with your company.
Thank you. It's all and pharmacies. We're in the big pharmacy groups as well. So Dunn's, Lloyd's, Hickey's, McCabe's, all the big pharmacy groups.
Well,
but thank you very
business.
Much. Thank
Kennedy
you.
And Co. Darren Kennedy, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.